Happy, lovely Family Fun Friday, families.
Nice.
Getting ready for Valentine's Day.
In my world, I like to call it Heart Day.
Oh, yes, Heart Day.
Who was St. Valentine's anyways? But we're not going to get into that. We're going to get into some family fun things you could do this weekend, getting ready for Heart Day. And one of the things I want to say is, for those of you who have your young ones in preschool or daycare, you will know this, but you might not quite understand exactly why. And for those of you who have your children at home, here's some information. And that's, when we're leading up to a special occasion, we tend to do art activities, creative activities that build up with a bit of time. Like when the first day that I had childcare in February, I had all different shades of pinks and reds and purples in the painting easel. And I won't have those shades the whole month, but it's kind of just a little introduction. And then you can play with the different materials that you use and use them in different ways. And it's just all adds to their brain development as they work with these different things in their environment. And they start to see everything around them, you know, in the shop windows, there's displays and all of the different things that we do for Valentine's Day or other special occasions. And then after the special occasion, though, the children would really benefit from you bringing out some of these activities. Like, it's not just ends on the day that the day happens. It's like the next weekend, you might want to do some more of these art activities that we'll share with you today. So I just wanted to start with that because it's kind of like how children want the same storybook over and over and over and over. And part of that is a part of our nurturing parent that we talk about a lot, which is repetition builds security, builds a sense of safety and all of that. And that is in all their world, including their art and creative expressive worlds, their creative play, their imaginative play worlds. You'll see similar topics being imaginative play, you know, will come up. If they're trying to process something, it'll come up over and over and over again, that kind of thing. So let them have, you know, after Valentine's Day, have some more heart activities throughout the week and next weekend. And, you know, same thing with Easter and Halloween and all those things, especially if they're brand new. If they're 2 years old right now, or just in the early parts of their three-year-old year, they won't necessarily remember last Valentine's Day. So it's all new for them. Okay. So there's a little bit of preschool education for you.
Thank you, Miss Alma.
You're welcome. All right. So our favorite song is one that I think you might have all heard. Sharon Lewis and Brahm in Canada made it, really brought it back. It was written in 1910, I just read.
Wow.
And they brought it, I know, for a musical play. And they brought it back in the 80s, I think, Sharon Lewis and Brahm. They're fabulous. If you haven't got them on your playlists, go get them. They've got great selection and really beautiful harmonies and stuff, which is really lovely to listen to. Anyway, here it is, and there's a few little motions that we can do with it, but let's just sing it through. Skinnamarinky-dinky-dink, skinnamarinky-doo, I love you. Skinnamarinky-dinky-dink, skinnamarinky-doo, I love you. I love you in the morning and in the afternoon. I love you in the evening and underneath the moon. Skinnamarinky-dinky-dink, skinnamarinky-doo, I love you.
love that one.
Your little one loves that one, right, Serena?
Yes. Yes, she does.
So why don't you tell us the motions that she's learned for it? So skinnamarinky-dinky-dink. What do you do with that one? Do you guys have anything?
We kind of just bounce around.
The thing that I saw with Sharon Lois and Brahm was you hold one hand under the other elbow and you wiggle your hand, skinnamarinky dinky dink, and then you trade and do the other side, skinnamarinky do I, and then tell us what we do.
And then we do fingers to your eyes, then to your heart, and then pointing out.
Yeah. And you can pull your hands to your heart instead of just your fingers, and then open your hands towards the person that you're singing to. Yeah. So skinnamarinky-dinky-dink, wave one hand, and then the other hand holding the elbow, skinnamarinky-do, eye, touch your eyes, love, touch your heart, you, and put your hands out. And it's really lovely, and it's such a sweet way to say I love you.
Yes.
All right. So enjoy that. Now for the art activity, I have two different things for you today. They're both super simple. I'm going to start with the toilet paper rolls. You're going to take an empty toilet paper roll or two or three. So start gathering them up and just have these. Toilet paper rolls are great for a
yes,
lot of different things.
I just started collecting them and good. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
I
if you have
to hide
toy...
them because somebody's going to throw them out.
Yeah, that's right. Put them in your little craft stash.
Yeah.
So what you want to do is you want to squeeze part of the toilet paper roll, the end, the circle, and make it into a heart shape. You just fold the roll long ways in half and it makes a heart shape at the end. And I will put some pictures of this on our social media. And then you have little trays, little dishes with different color paint in. You can, if you only have one toilet paper roll, you know, make it red or make it pink or whatever color you choose. And you just put a little dish with the paint in it and they stamp hearts with the toilet paper roll heart onto their paper. And it's so sweet and it's so simple. And they love it. And I'll, you know, encourage you to really choose some beautiful different colors and to choose different colors of paper, different colors of paint, and just let the kids have at it. And, you know, bringing beautiful aesthetic things into their worlds, like all those different shades of color. Color is in the world of science. So we're actually giving them some foundation for scientific learning by offering them different colors. It's a really basic kind of concept, but it's very true. All right. The other activity is you purchase heart-shaped doilies. Any dollar store has them, you know, craft stores definitely have them. Heart-shaped doilies. And then you want to gather up anything that is reds, pinks, purples, and whites. You want to get construction paper, brightly colored papers, scraps of wool or yarn or string or ribbons. You can get confetti and or sparkles. And you can get, of course, heart-shaped confetti. Then you can also have colored pencils, crayons, or felt markers. And you want to have on hand a glue stick or some glitter glue. You could, depending on your children, and if you have a pair of kid scissors, Serena, maybe you can pop that into the show notes with a link where they can buy kid scissors that are safe. And so you just want to have little bits of those papers. And the kids love to learn how to cut with their child-safe scissors. So cut little tiny little bits and just collage them on the doilies. And it's so fun. And if you have somebody that is interested in creative art, then she or he may spend quite a long time with all these beautiful things. So just cut them into little bits and put them out on, you know, one way to put them out on the table is in a muffin tin. So all the different things can go in the different pockets of a muffin tin.
Cute.
Yeah, so that's a really fun one. So obviously they would want to draw with the pencils or the felt pens or whatever first, and then do the gluing afterwards. So you might want to orchestrate that so your felt pens aren't going into some wet glue. So I would recommend having the crayons there first or the markers, and then taking those off the table and giving them the glue, or just do one or the other. All right. And a book previously mentioned
in our last episode, we have A Touch, A Kiss, and A Hold, written by Linda K. Leavitt.
Leavitt. L-E-A-V-I-T-T. Beautiful, beautiful book. Okay. We love you. We're going to let you go for your weekend and have fun with those activities.
Yes. Love you.
Bye.